would imply that all four of the previous mentioned gift ministries are teachers too. In other words, the word teacher applies to the four previous listings of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, and the pastor shepherd. So we can say that there are certain people who are just teachers, and they tend to be more educators, and they tend to be very structured teachers. And if we look at them as a fifth group, which I choose to do so, just simply for the sake of having five of these ministries here, and in the numeric values of way the Bible lays things out, it's kind of appropriate to have five gift ministries, five leadership church ministries, and this would be the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, shepherd, and the teacher. The teacher is a grounding agent. In other words, he makes sure people really have a understanding of the principles of God's word. He instructs believers, not unbelievers per se, but believers in the principles of God's word. And he builds biblically based values in believers, a teacher does. And this is usually a very structured situation, very educationally oriented, but teaching very core issues about God's word and biblical values and how that impacts and applies to our life. And that's really important. So you can see how it is important that the four previous be teachers, but there is a specific ministry of teaching and really grounding people in God's word. So I call these five gift ministries, these five leadership ministries in the church by the five G's. The apostle governs, the prophet guides, the evangelist gathers, the pastor guards, and the teacher grounds. These are very easy ways just to kind of give you these job descriptions of these guys. Now, again, these aren't titles. In other words, we really shouldn't title people, he's an apostle, he's a prophet, he's an evangelist. No, these are the type of ministries that these Moses and Joshua leaders do. So you can't say, well, only a Moses leader